amigos, here we are, part two of the Julian Fernandez interview of the Texas Wranglers, getting to know an Austin favorite, you know, one of their favorite conjuntos, and really big supporters of Rancho Alegre Radio and our Conjunto Festival. So let's go ahead and take it away with the interview, and hope you're enjoying it. And like I said, this is part two of the Rancho Alegre interview. Okay, amigos, we're back here with Julian Fernandez of Los Texas Wranglers. Julian, you have admitted to me on several different occasions that you don't follow the grain. You know, you make your own path.
Right.
And one of the things that, you know, it wasn't something you invented, pero it's something that you do periodically, whenever you feel like it. You've had female singers, for one, which to a lot of hardcore conjuntos, that's a turnoff.
Right.
But you've made it work for what you do. And one of the things that I used to be guilty of before I was really educated on conjunto was the sax. Mm-hmm. You know, I associated, and maybe this is what other people do, but I associated with norteño or with progressive conjunto like David Lee Garza and stuff. You know, right. I didn't really consider it into my, you know,
traditional.
I don't like banana in my post toasties, you know, yeah, what I mean?
Right.
So it was one of those things.
Yeah.
Pero in getting to know you and seeing your shows, I get it. I see that there is room for it, mm-hmm. you know. But like I said, sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you have Joyce, you know, or the girl singing. Sometimes you don't. What would you say to people that don't agree with women or the sax being in the band?
Okay, first and foremost, as the girls that I have, and I call them girls. They're ladies.
They're women. You know, they're women. Right. They're ladies.
You know, but to me they're girls because they're under 30 years old.
Right.
the pollitas.
Yeah.
First of all, it's the girls that I use on my shows is exactly for that. It's just for show.
Right.
Most of the dances that I have that I do here in Austin, usually doesn't include the ladies, the female singers.
Right.
Unless it's asked for by whoever hires us. Now, whenever we go out of town, we do special events. The girls are definitely the show.
Right.
You know, and one of the reasons being that I do that, it's that. A lot of people that are out there, especially in the rodeos and in the county fairs, the jamaicas and stuff like that, everyone nowadays are in tune to Tejano music and female and Selena.
Right.
Okay? So everyone, the younger generation, I'm talking about the teenagers and, you know, right. not so much the 30 years olds and stuff like that.
Right.
My focus on those type of events, it's la gente grande, which are the people over 45 that are 50, 60, 70,
right.
80
right.
years old. I focus my hardcore conjunto stuff on that. I also focus my international music like Sabor a mí, solamente una vez,
right.
Reloj, that kind of music I filter for them. And then out in the crowd, you also have the younger crowd. And the younger crowd knows the Selena Quintanilla, Selena Gomez. They know the Carrie Underwoods
and
that kind of stuff.
Right.
And that's why I have Joyce, Rocio, and Nikki. And that's all a show because when we go out and perform those kind of shows, we have a little bit for everybody in the crowd.
Yeah, right.
You know, we're not...
Un capirota.
Yeah, and we're not there just for the conjunto lovers.
Right.
We're there for the event.
Right.
We're there to bring in the crowds and, you know, so they can sell their beer, their fajita tacos, their nachos, their turkey legs, and stuff like that. And if you just give them one flavor, you know, they have nothing to pick from.
Right.
You know, and that's why I use that format and those kind of shows.
Right.
The Strawberry Festival, like I'm petite, I do the same thing. You know, I take the girls and Tim and, you know, the whole Los Texas Wranglers scene.
Right, right.
As they here locally, I do Los Texas Wranglers or Los T-Birds.
Right.
You know, and it's just the five guys, and that's just the way people has accepted us, the way we perform.
Right.
And sometimes we'll bring in Rocio into one of the tarriadas we do, or sometimes we'll bring in Joyce to one of the tarriadas that we do locally at the Moose.
Right.
You know, it's the, and that's just to break up the monotony of just puro conjunto.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, it's the, sometimes Tim doesn't come, and, you know, so we have to do, Tim does a lot of my Fito Olivares stuff, a lot of my Aniceto Molina stuff.
Right, right.
It's the, and then, of course, the international music. So the flavor, it's all mixed in together, but the core of the band is strictly conjunto.
Right,
you
right.
know, este, without moving it up to the progressive conjunto.
Right.
You know, we're staying closer to their roots, but with not the progression of trying to be something that we're not.
Exactly, because I've seen bands también that do it wrong with their sax. You know, they get too involved with the sax it's pushed up there.
Yeah.
The way you've done it, you've kept it, you know, pretty. Yeah. You know, you've put it where you needed it.
Yeah,
you know, and it's not, you know, like a unnecessary.
Yeah, know, I don't try to push that sound on anyone.
Right.
As the
right.
if he can't compliment the song or the music that we're playing,
exactly.
I'm not going to put it on there.
Exactly. That's exactly it. You don't push them in there if you don't need it, right?
And it's the, and we're all comfortable with that. You know, sometimes, like over in Memphis, I mean, it's going to sound funny. I threw all the girls and all the guys out except the four core conjuntos because I wanted to show the people in Memphis that, hey, this is what this band is, the core.
Right.
You know,
right.
And our core was doing Viva Seguin a Totonilco, you know, and people just went crazy over
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
You know, the
awesome.
Four guys playing. And then the first song that was sung at the Levitt Shell as the birthplace of rock and roll, the first song, and I had to do this personally because of a good friend of mine. The first song was Baila Esta Cumbia de Selena.
Wow, okay.
That was the first Tejano song sang at the Levitt Show, you know, which I was very proud of. You know, I try not to do too much of the Selena thing,
right.
But she was a good friend and a great musician, and I admired her. And we do it to keep the memory alive.
Right.
Not
right.
because we need Selena music to
right.
stay alive.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? And let's see, you guys, we touched up a little bit on this. You guys, man, you guys play everywhere. You guys, you know, no matter how small, how big, lo que sea, restaurant, y'all just seem to be everywhere. And yet, Julian, and this comes from the heart, my man, mm-hmm. and I hope you don't take it wrong, but I feel like you guys, there's a lack of respect there.
Yeah.
You know, because I've noticed, I've seen people, and I've actually seen this, I won't mention names, but you know who you are, that were considering hiring you guys for whatever, and you're probably charging them $800. They go and they pay $3,500 to, you know, a Ram Herrera or a Jay Perez, and I'm like,
yeah.
what happened? You know,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But if that band were to cancel them,
yeah,
they call you. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
And it's happened so many times. They'll call us the last minute, and the majority of times we'll go and pull them out.
Right,
you know,
right.
We'll pull these clubs out and
I've
help
never
them out.
Seen you or heard of you say so. I was going you know,
yeah,
y'all.
And that's just who we are. The band. It's our thing is not big head or stuck up or anything like that, you know.
Right.
We've been through that era already. You know, we've seen it, we've lived it. With, you know, and it was all fine and good, you know. There's no need for that type of attitude from bands and you know, because sabes que ahorita estás arriba, pero carnal, you know. Everything that goes up has to come down.
And we've seen it so many times.
And you know, there's some, even some band locally, you know, it's the, they think they're above everybody else. And, you know, 2 or 3 months later, the band's broken up.
Right.
You know, and for us to be, you know, together for over 13 years, it has something to say. But the majority of the band, the Los Texas Wranglers, we've been together for over 30 years because we all played with the same bands.
Right.
We were with Alfonso Ramos with lots of year for lots of years.
Right.
And when Alfonso got sick, that's when this band actually really got, you know, together. You know, the core of this band. You know, it's the, it's you know, we were on our way out. We were on our way out, and then they just dragged us back in, and you know, and I don't say no to any, you know, any reasonable offer.
Right.
During the holidays this year, and it wasn't posted, but we did about 15 tocadas during the week and the weekend, and all of those tocadas were in somebody's home.
Wow.
You know, I have a drum set that is only three drums, and they're part of the drums. You know, I just use one cymbal, right, one cowbell, and bass drum, and snare drum. You know, that's it.
So it's when a house setup, pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, it's basically, you know, they stick us in a corner of the house. We take a 12-inch speaker, as the three mics, and that's it.
What?
You know, not even the bass amp or guitar, because we put them in the channel, go direct. When and they stick us in a corner, and, you know, people that go out to our dances says, wow, how can y'all sound like this? And then go out there and sound the same way.
Right, right.
You know, it's just like putting on a boom box.
Right, right.
You know, so it's it works for us, bro. It really does. You know, it's the musicians, they love what they do.
Right.
And they trust me 100%. And I guess that's why we've been together for so many years, the same musicians.
So what was it? You know? Let me say for the record, man, lack of respect you do not suffer from our point of view. you deserve what you get, man, because y'all really work for it. Y'all are one of the hardest working bands that we've seen. I mean, you're everywhere. And advice to a young startup band that believes that once they get going, they don't have to have a day job.
Oh, no. You always have to have a trade to fall back on. It's good to be a musician. I've been playing since the age of 12 years old.
Right.
But by profession, I am a printer. I'm an administrator. I can go into a nursing home and administrate a nursing home.
You heard that?
I can go into a health facility and administer into that. I can also go into a graphics place and do the graphics and stuff like that.
Right.
You know,
it's always amazing to us what people do, because like Chano Cadena was a fence maker. I've brought this up.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone's got a trade. You know, that it wasn't
Look at Rem. He makes furniture.
Yeah.
You know, Fantac, Johnny Degollado, he restores antique furniture.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, all of us, you know, and I'm not saying I'm a successful one. I'm a very happy musician.
Right.
But most successful musicians, they have something back to fall upon.
Exactly.
You know, and you know, instead of a lot of musicians, this is our job. But we also have something that is our hobby that we make money off of.
Right.
You know, and we can sustain our families and, you know, send our kids to college and everything.
Right.
Because of the things that we can fall back on.
Definitely.
You know, you're not always going to be at the top.
Exactly.
But you always have to be creative.
Yes, yes.
You know, without creativity, you'll die.
Right, right. You know? So let that be a lesson for all you youngsters out there. You know, it's not, you know, you take on a band, you're not going to be taking it more easy. Unless you're you're a superstar success, you know, you're not going to be able to take it easy. It's more work,
exactly.
Believe it or not. Well, let me go in and say this. The new CD and all other CDs are available, of course, here at Turntable Records here in Austin, también en Janie's Record Shop in San Antonio. El Zarape Records will soon have them in Kingsville, Texas. And also the Texas Wranglers and the T-Birds are available for quinceañeras, weddings, divorces, bar mitzvahs, lo que sea, ¿verdad, Joel? Yeah,
bailes o lo que sea. I like to say a special hello, if I can.
Oh, right, definitely. That's
right. To the Northern Illinois. They have a great organization out there that they support La Onda Tejana.
Sounds great, man.
You know, I'd like to say hello to them. All the folks over in Spokane, Washington, también in Saginaw, Michigan. I'd like to say hello to all those folks over there. También in Ohio, we have a lot of listeners and a lot of fans out there. California, New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado. And also, I don't know if this is going to reach out there. I'd like to say hello to Bernie Boyd over in the Netherlands. He's been pushing los Texas Wranglers out there for the last 8 years. When we've actually hit the charts up there, up to number two, next to Eric Clapton, you know, up in the Netherlands.
That's great.
También in Paris, France, we have some radio DJs that push our music out there.
Anybody, especially hats off to terrestrial radio, the stations that are left out there. You know, thank you guys. The only reason we're on internet is because, you know, that's what we've been pushed to.
Yeah.
But we're still here. Dándole.
Y'all guys are doing a great job, and kudos to you and Piper. Y'all are very adorable. I'm going to call y'all kids. You know, and it's good to see young folks like you. I special have a certain kind of love for Piper because she's from Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah. We stole her from the...
and one of my best concerts ever has been at the Marriott Convention Center in Oklahoma City. We had over 15,000 people go to one of our dances over there.
That's awesome, man.
I love Oklahoma. The Sooners. I love the Sooners, too. But when they come and play Texas, you know, I have to swing... The Longhorn way, you know, and that's just the way it rolls, man.
That's right.
You know,
pero kudos to anyone out there. You know, other internet stations. We're not in competition with anyone. We anyone that supports La Onda Tejana Conjunto, man. We have love for you, and we're here to help any way we can. So let's go ahead and take another break with the music of the Texas Wranglers here on Rancho Alegre Radio. Yeah.
volar a otros cielos. Ya te vas sin decirme adiós. Yo contigo ya no quiero nada. Ya te vas, que te vaya muy bien. Antenoche escuché por tu ventana que lo querías y él te quiere a ti. Pues ya ves que yo ya lo sabía, que te vas a volar sin un adiós. Acabó realmente hasta el fin. Si un día piensas volver conmigo, ni lo pienses, ya no te quiero a ti. Si un día te quedas solita, pensarás en mí, yo ya lo sé. Porque el amor que te di era bonito, fue usted quien lo ha querido así. Se acabó el amor que te tenía, se acabó realmente hasta el fin. Piensas volver conmigo, ni lo pienses, ya no te quiero a ti. Si un día te quedas solita, pensarás en mí, yo ya lo sé. Porque el amor que te di era bonito, fue usted quien lo ha querido así.
Quisiera yo que estuvieras cerca de mí. muy feliz. Yo te quiero mucho, pienso mucho en ti. Estando tú a mi lado, yo soy muy feliz. Te quiero mucho con toda mi alma.
Sí, te quiero yo.
Te amaré toda la vida
con todo corazón.
Te quiero mucho con toda mi alma.
Sí, te quiero yo.
Te amaré toda la vida
con todo corazón.
Back with Julian Fernandez here on Rancho Alegre Radio, and of course he is with Los Texas Wranglers. And you guys have had a little flirting with Hollywood. I mean, movies y todo el rollo. What's that about?
Actually, it's goes back to the old saying: we were at the right place at the right time. I'm surprised you even know about this.
We do our research, man.
I try not to put this out too much out there. As the friends and family, they know about this. But, yeah, we were on a movie. Our music was on Everything Must Go with Will Ferrell and Laura Dern. This was this past year. The name of the song was El Amor Que Soñé. And it was played in the entirety of the restaurant scene.
Awesome.
On that movie. As how that came to be was, I don't know if the folks out there know Will Ferrell or know about him, but he spends a lot of time in Austin.
Austin
is his party in town. Yeah. You know, him, John Leguizamo lives here. And they're good friends. You know, they're comedians and they're good friends.
Right.
The one time that I did play in a congal in Austin, all right, and it is so funny. It just so happened to be on 6th Street, the entertainment district. And it's okay to play those congales if, like they say, if you're chingon, you can do that.
Right.
You
right.
know? And not to say that we're chingon, but they invited us to go play
right.
a place called Mi Casita Tamale House. And there's no tamales, and it wasn't a casita, you know. It was just a regular, you know, nightclub, doors right. open out into 6th Street in the early part of the winter. When he is there. And driving down 6th Street with his windows down, which is a norm here in Austin when you're going down the boulevard on East 6th Street.
Right.
It's the listening to all the bands coming out of every nook and cranny,
oh, yeah.
you know, on 6th Street. It's the, and even on the roofs and stuff. It's the Will Ferrell was... He was being chauffeured, of course, as the him and John Leguizamo. They were at a stop sign, and it just so happened, at a stoplight. And it just happens that right in front of that stoplight where they were stopped, our doors were open. And Will Ferrell heard the music that we were doing. And at that time, Nicky was singing. And John Leguizamo was moving his head and everything. And this is what they told me, okay?
Right.
And Will, you know how Will Ferrell moves his head back and forth?
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
like he's really getting down. He's bopping to it, right? And he asked John, he says, hey, man, you know, what kind of music is that? And I'm shocked, you know, that John knew because he's a New Yorker,
right.
A native New Yorker. And he says, oh, man. That's this thing called conjunto music. He says, conjunto, what? You know, and he says, yeah, man, that's conjunto music. So they stood there, you know, and the light turned green and they stayed there. And then they heard Amador sing, you know, and he was singing El Amor Que Soñé. Will Ferrell asked him, he said, is that still conjunto music? He says, no, man, this is conjunto, carnal, you know, and he says, really? So they go, they tell the driver to go inside and find out what band is playing, you know, and so he goes in there and, you know, he asks, who's the leader of the band? He said, the drummer. And while we were playing, the guy came up, you know, on the stage and, you know, I'm playing the drums. He said, hey, man, you got a card? I looked at him. I said, can we finish the song first? Oh, sure. You know, so he just stood there. I didn't know who the heck he was, man.
Right.
You know, and I said, sure, man, here's a card. He said, all right, thanks. You know, he walked away, didn't hear nothing, you know, didn't know anything about it.
Wow.
Well, the next day, Will's manager gives my manager a call and tells him that he heard the band and that he was doing this movie. Wow. And to get a hold of this one person, you know, that he wanted conjunto music, on his movie.
Right.
You know, and that they would find a spot for it. You know, so they... All this little politicking that was going on, right. I didn't know none of this was going on.
Right.
They finally said, okay, we want to put this song on a movie, and we want to put it during the restaurant scene, the Mexican food restaurant scene in New Mexico, because that's where they were filming it.
Right.
And I just, you know, shook my head like, and what? What do you want from me? You know, they say, well, we want your permission. I said, well, you have to call my publisher. He's my manager, you know, and talk to him about it. I don't know anything about movies and, you know, stuff like that. I said, I just write music. And they said, all right. So they contacted Ryan and, you know, they agreed on a price and it went on. And I've got the movie right there. And it sure was a good feeling, man.
We went to go see
the movie, and I didn't hear a word they were saying on the music. I just heard my song being played, you know. But they did wanted a certain sound,
right?
You know, after they had done editing, they called us back, and they said, you know, we love the song, but that sounds too much like a studio. You know, it's too clean. It's too perfect. He says, can you touch it up more to be more like a clubby type of sound? And I told him, well, we'll try. You know, and I talked to our record producer over at Pair Tracks, and I asked him. I says, you know, what can we do? You know, to get more of that kind of sound. He says, do what the Beatles do, man. I says, what do you mean? He says, what they're asking you, they want bleed on I don't know what the term was.
Right.
You know, they want bleed on the song. I says, what is that? So they want you to sound like all of y'all are playing in one room, you know, instead of in soundproof booth.
Right.
I said, oh, well, we can do that. Hell, that's the way we practice. You know, he says, that's what they want, man. So we took the drums out of the studio and put them in the middle of the main floor, and we took the bass amp, the guitar amp, and the accordion, and, you know, the bajo sexto, and it was just in one room, you know, like just like, you know, we're playing in a little club or whatever,
right.
You know, and you could hear, you know, in the thing, you could hear the bleeds of the guitar, the bajo, going over the voice, and you could hear the accordion going over the bajo, the voice, and the drums, you know, and that's what you get at the movie,
right,
you know.
Right.
They put that kind of sound, and actually that's the sound they wanted. They wanted the sound of what the Beatles used to do, all in one room. And you know, technology has gone so updated that they put you in isolation rooms, and
right,
you know, so they can clean it up and they could edit and all that kind of stuff. They didn't want that. Will Ferrell knew what he wanted.
Wow.
You know, so
you should invite Will to play cowbell.
Right? cowbell! So with that being said, you know, that it came out on the movies, and I mean, I'm a BMI songwriter.
Right.
So, you know, we get the money from the contract, the initial contract.
That's awesome.
We get the we've been getting some checks from the actual my publisher,
right?
And then this year I started getting royalty checks from BMI.
Congratulations.
Which is a total new experience for me.
And that's something that's necessary that people don't realize. If you're writing songs,
you need to exactly
join this.
And the itemized thing that they gave, I love it, man, because it said on demand. You know, the TV that people on demand ask, you know, to watch a video on TV. It says there was 800 and certain thousand that were on demand, you know, for this month. And then for Star, you know, they had this many. That's and then for great. HBO, for Encore, all these, they collected royalties from all these companies, cable companies, and also Netflix and Blockbuster Videos. Anytime they and I didn't know this, you know, anytime they rented the movie, I got part of that, you know.
Right.
So as when I saw that check, I went, wow. And I've been getting it every quarter since the movie came out.
That's awesome.
You know, so it's just a great feeling.
Right.
And now I have another one that's coming out in February of 2013. And it's, have you guys heard of The Rock, that WWE superstar?
Dwayne Johnson,
Dwayne Johnson, he's got a movie coming out with Susan Sarandon, Benjamin Bratt, Michelle Rodriguez, there were several more big names that were coming out. The name of the movie is called Snitch.
Wow.
And it's about, I don't know the whole thing. It was just the spew that they gave me was that somebody snitched on The Rock's son, you know, and he went to prison and, you know, and it was a false snitch, you know, so The Rock is going, you know, it's going to be drama and action, you know, The Rock stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be drama and Rock goes, you know, looking for the actual person that committed the crimes, you know, so it's one of my songs is on there. And, I just assume that the person that snitched on him was, a woman, because the name of the song that they picked is No Eres Buena.
Oh.
You're no good, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
That just, you know, was shocking to me. And this time they didn't even call me up; they just sent me a contract with a check. You know, just sign it, and go cash your check. When I was, and you know, my wife just she looks at me, she says, "Wow, can you imagine?" And I says, "Nope. I'm still on the cloud nine over Everything Must Go with Will Ferrell."
Right.
You know, so yeah, Will Ferrell got it all started for Los Texas Rangers with the movie. And evidently he had The Rock, that production company, has the same sound and music people that did
so Everything Must Go.
You know, so it's the we're in the mix, man.
That's great.
You know, I can only pray that it continues. The important thing to me, it's, you know, a major motion picture like that, a blockbuster, and having conjunto music.
That's right,
on
man.
It, man.
And who knows? And who knows, man? Maybe an Oscar in the Texas Rangers future.
I don't know. But they did tell me if the movie ever wins any kind of award, that's a we get part of that.
That's
recognition.
Great. That's great.
You know, if they get a Golden Globe Award,
right,
you know, we can say Golden Globe Award winners.
That's awesome,
you know,
man.
And if that ever, I doubt it ever happens, but Academy Award winner.
You never know, man. Never say never.
You don't see too many conjuntos with Academy Award
winners. 5 years ago, if I would have told you your music was going to be in a movie, you would have said, I doubt it.
Shut up!
And what about radio support, man? You think they've dropped the ball with Conjunto and Tejano?
Actually, you know, some have. A lot of them, bro, they didn't drop the ball. What's happening is they're afraid. You know, they want to do it. They really do. Is they're afraid whether the people that advertise for them are going to accept it. And they don't know. The people that advertise for them, they have people that work for them that are conjunto music lovers.
Right.
You know, as the biggest down thing that I've heard of some of the bigger Tejano radio stations, it's that people get tired of hearing the same song over. It's okay if you have a rotation of some of the artists' new stuff and they're actually hits. But when you have songs that are on, you know, 2-hour rotation, and it's songs that were sang back in the 80s, you know, bands back in the 80s and the 90s, you know, you're killing the air. You're killing the enthusiasm of the Tejano listeners, you know, because the Tejano listeners get tired of it, you know.
Well, especially with the history that Tejano and Conjunto have, theoretically, a programmer can go 3 weeks without playing the same song if he really wanted to, with all the material.
Exactly. You know, and that has been a big turnoff to a lot of the radio fans.
Right.
You know, it's not the same. Right. I remember when there's a couple of radio stations in San Antonio, they used to have concerts. They used to have big dances.
Right.
They don't do that anymore. Why? Half the people they play are dead.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
As to the half of the people that they play don't exist anymore. You know? And it's a shame.
Right.
You know? I love Selena, but come on, do I need Selena every 30 minutes?
Exactly.
You know, it's a compliment to Selena, but at the same time, I'm sure she wouldn't appreciate this.
Right.
You know, because Selena was about supporting other bands too.
Oh yes.
You know,
oh,
she supported the business.
Definitely.
When it's a shame that it has gone down to a draw on that.
And it's a shame that the reason I use the word that they dropped the ball is because radio, the ones that are around still, but even back in the day when they were plentiful, they put Selena, especially after she died, on a pedestal, which was well deserved. Mm-hmm. Pero lo que me agüitaba is that they would forget about Lara Canales,
mm-hmm.
who was great. You know, Elsa Garcia also. You know, in other words, there's more out there.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, we can spread out the wealth, you know, of love
for everybody. And even at that, Frank, it's how can you get Shelly Lares, Elida Reina, Leslie Lugo, all these ladies, you know, to ever match up to Selena?
Right.
You know, it's very hard. You know, and I, for one, you know, feel really bad for these ladies. Elida Reina, she's on top of cloud nine right now. She's, you know, the best that she has ever been.
That's right.
And she has reached some points that Selena never did.
Right.
You know, and do you hear anything of Elida?
You really don't.
You know, I love Elida to death, man.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and she has fantastic music, and she deserves to get played every 30 minutes.
Right.
You know, because she's that good.
I mean,
you know,
it's
Shelly Lares, you know, she was always in the shadows of Selena, you know, and I'm not downing Selena by no means.
No, I understand.
You know, Selena deserves what she got, but the media, they need to back off of that.
Yeah, they need to quit going with something to where they all decide what's going to sell newspapers and support everybody. You
exactly.
Know? There's, you know, I agree.
You know, you go into the computer nowadays, okay, you do a Google search, and this is sad. This is how bad Tejano has fallen, okay? And as far as what I'm trying to say is Tejano music, Tejano fans have fallen.
Right.
You go into and Google Selena on there, the first 10 things that you see on Selena is Selena Gomez, Selena Gomez, Selena Gomez, Selena Gomez.
Right.
Selena is out of the media, is out of the top 10, you know? And how don't these radio people know that, hey, come on, guys, you know, tone it down. You know, let's do what we normally do is do an homenaje to her, you know, do an homage to her, you know, let's, you know, play that. I think, you know, you need to give the living a chance.
Exactly. And, that, you know? And that's another thing. Is
don't
that
dwell on the dead.
And they dwell on her so much, La Pobre, they don't let her rest because, I mean, it's fine to have an anniversary, but they have one on her birthday, on her death day,
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they overdo it.
Yeah.
And you know, they just don't realize what they're doing to the living, like
And, you know, one thing that I do admire about the Quintanilla family is you know, they did the movie and the whole thing, but the Grammys has never been the same since Celina was the first one to win it.
Right.
You know, for the Tejanos, it's never been the same. Everything that's fallen, you know, that's come after Celina has been the word that I'm looking for has been more of a they're Tejanos because of Celina. You know, right. They got a Grammy because Tejano music was Celina.
Right.
You know, and you know, Little Joe, I mean, fantastic musician and great. He deserved his Grammys. Ruben deserved the Grammy. But when you give a Grammy because there's not enough of the Elidas, enough of the Shelleys,
right.
enough of the Grupo Vidas, you know, up there for the challenge,
right.
You know, it's really not fair,
right?
You know, because you know a lot of these people is they know because of course they're national acts,
right?
You know, and some of the bands are you know they try to be national acts and they deserve to,
right.
You know, and that's one thing that I told my guys. I said I want to be under the radar. You know, I don't want to be a national act.
Right.
Even though I go all around the country, you know, I don't want to be a national act.
Right.
I don't want to work that hard. Gotcha. You know,
especially back to being a retired man.
Yeah. You know, and you know, it's sad that that's the way it's been going with the Tejanos. And it's all the Tejano radio stations and Tejano media. You know, all I can say is, livianate, carnal.
Really?
You know,
yeah.
let the dead rest and you know, pay homage to her respectfully, but don't burn her out.
Exactly.
You know, you're getting a lot of people as to that I know personally that I know they're tired of Celina.
And there's so
you
many
You know,
more
you go like to San Antonio and that hey man, why don't you have, you know, this Tejano station? Well, it's a Celina station.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, come on, man, you know, they're playing Tejano music. Well, you know, all you hear is Celina.
And there's so many more that deserve homage también. Artists
God, yeah.
did great things,
yeah.
you know, that deserve a
exactly.
shout out here.
Yeah. You know, I mean, happening. When was the last time you heard Laura Canales, you know, out on, you know, on one of these popular radio stations?
Right.
You know,
even when Ruben... Vela,
mm-hmm.
which for the record is one of the reasons why we started doing interviews.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away and you wouldn't have known it unless you were on the internet because radio station dropped the ball there again.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear not one announcement.
Ruben Naranjo.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I shouldn't say this on radio, but
not
Ruben Naranjo's family had to go out and ask for money to bury Ruben. That's a shame.
That is a shame.
When Ruben has done so much for this industry.
Right.
You know, where's the record producers? Where are the radio stations?
Right.
You know.
The record companies.
You know, yeah. You know, hey, they should have been sending thousands of dollars to the family.
And the same thing sadly happened that I heard through to Valerio Longoria.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, my God. This is just amazing. You know,
it's sad,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I just, bro, I don't get it.
Yeah,
you know, it's a tragedy within our own raza, our own media.
Right.
It's just a certain little clique that, you know, that control that.
Right.
When it is there, and that's why I march to my own drums.
Right.
You know, I'm not part of a clique. I don't believe in that. I have a lot of musician friends. A lot of have bands that are great friends of ours. But you know what? I don't march to that.
Right.
You know, and I don't want to be associated with part of that. You know,
I agree with you, man.
You know, because it's not a right thing to do. You know, I'm not a bully.
And you know, we're in that same boat because, you know, we caught a lot of flack bringing all these bands to Austin that have never been here.
And you saw a lot of the negative things
yes,
on that.
Yes, I did.
But you know what? You didn't catch a lot of the positive stuff.
That's true.
It was, I mean, the good weighs out the bad. by
it. Yeah, definitely.
So much, definitely. You know.
Would I do it again knowing it would happen again? Yes.
Yeah.
I'll do it again.
The thing is, now you know who to watch for.
Exactly.
And what to watch out for.
Yeah, you're not, you know? You're not as naive.
Right. Yeah.
Well, all right, amigos, let's go ahead and play some more music from the Texas Wranglers. We'll be right back, and we'll be talking about the new CD on our next segment. Be right back on Rancho Alegre Radio. That was part two. Let's go ahead and go to part three. Thank you for listening and hope you're enjoying the show.